last couple of days, we've seen the river literally start wrapping its arms around our county from the downtown area to the northern ends as all of the creeks and tributaries begin to rise.
Emergency aid officials in Shelby County, Tennessee, will determine which shelters to open on Mother's Day, May 8th, as families are now packed and ready to go. Sunday will be a crucial day for those still trying to decide whether or not to evacuate from the severe storms and flooding that has killed 23 people in Tennessee already. The American Red Cross has opened a shelter at White Station Church of Christ in East Memphis at 1106 Colonial Road. There are also shelters in Obion Lake, Dyer, and Madison counties, as well as Tunica County in Mississippi. The Red Cross has opened shelters in Crittenden County, Arkansas. To find shelters near you, call your local officials or call 211 to learn where to find them. For Talk Nation Radio, I'm Dori Smith with a news update on the state of emergency in Tennessee, where the Mississippi River is expected to crest at 48 feet between Sunday, May 8th and Tuesday, May 10th. That's the highest level ever recorded, and so anyone living along the Mississippi or its tributaries are being asked to leave.
We do have officials who are going around and saying flooding is imminent.
This is not a mandatory evacuation order, according to Dean Lenar of the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency, but state officials are urging people to check their areas of Memphis and find a designated shelter and possibly move to higher ground now if you can get there safely and if you have good transportation. There is a website you can go to. Just search Tom Leatherwood, Shelby County Registrar of Deeds, and type in your address at that site, and you'll find your sea level, from which you can determine what your flood risk is. Now, if you're planning to leave but do not have transportation, you can go to the website Stay Safe Shelby, call your local police authorities, or call the Red Cross or Tennessee Emergency Management Agency at TEMA. It's 615-741-0001. We spoke with Dan Lenar of the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency to learn more. Mr. Lenar, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.
We've been hearing that there's a request now for a state of emergency to be declared, tax relief and other kinds of assistance for the state of Tennessee for flooding that's been going on since April. Can you just talk about where things stand now in terms of any, you know, risks to the population or any evacuations that might be underway or planned?
Well, we have been under a state of emergency in Tennessee since around April 25th. And we are watching a number of counties in our western part of the state. There are five counties that border the Mississippi River. They are all have flooding to some extent in those counties. Memphis and Shelby County is the most populous of those counties. Much of the low-lying area in the city of Memphis has some amount of flood water. People live there. Local officials have gone around and asked them to evacuate their homes. They have helped people evacuate their homes. A number of people, I am not sure about how many, have left their homes in Memphis or any of the other counties down the Mississippi River in western Tennessee, but there have been other small towns where officials also have gone around and asked people to leave their homes.
And so can you say, is the whole region, is one whole area involved in an evacuation order? And if so, are you expecting the whole population of Memphis to go, or what are your hopes here?
What we hope is that if a local official or officials come around to a neighborhood or an area in any of the counties experience flooding and ask people to leave, that those people will evacuate. There's not been a mandatory evacuation order issued in any of our counties, but we do have officials who are going around and saying flooding is imminent and you need to leave because there is no material item worth your life or the lives of your family.
How well equipped are you from where you stand now looking at this to get everyone out who wants your help to leave?
Well, it's going to be the local officials who will be doing the work to actually evacuate people. The Tennessee Emergency Management steps in if the capabilities of the situation exceed those of the county to be able to help people to leave. But at the local level, training is done extensively on search and rescue and evacuation operations. There's just hours and hours of training that local first responders go through in order to manage a situation like this. At the state level, at the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency, we could conduct drills and exercises every year in order to make sure that we can deploy and get resources ready to go down to a county level to help the locals respond if the situation exceeds their ability to help people.
Shelby County, I know that there are some landmarks in, you know, this area in Nashville. Can you talk about that part of Tennessee and let us know, let's say people were concerned about Graceland, what's going on and in that section and other sections of Shelby County?
Well, I think Graceland, it seems like I heard today, Graceland is going to be okay. There's a major tributary of the Mississippi River in Shelby County called the Wolf River. There are a number of homes along that part of the river that feeds into the Mississippi that is of concern. There's also Mud Island in Memphis, which is off the downtown area. That is of concern. There's another island called President's Island. That's kind of south around the bend of the river where a lot of industry is located, and we're concerned about that as well and the impact of flooding on the industry, on the people who live on Mud Island and the residences in other low-lying areas of Memphis.
And just lay out the map for us. Explain to us what regions of your state are flooded, or also maybe talk about bordering into other states that may be under the river's will right now.
Well, it's the western part of Tennessee that borders the Mississippi River. Across that border is Missouri, Arkansas, those states. We are just south of Kentucky. Kentucky, the western part of that state is being flooded. The southern and western parts of Illinois is also experiencing flooding. There is a large crest of the Mississippi that is going to be really moving down the state, the western part of our state, over a number of days. That's eventually going to make its way down into the Mississippi Delta.
And so talk about this in terms of shelters that you have been making available. I know this has been going on since April. And so can you just give us an overview? Are there still shelters needed to be opened? I mean, I know there were some problems with getting shelters opened in areas where, you know, people weren't sure there would be flooding, but then they put the shelters, they designated the shelter there, but then they realized that they were going to have some flooding at those shelter sites, and so they had to pick new ones.
We have about 12 shelters open in the state of Tennessee, housing, I think, 300-plus occupants. We have a number of shelters pending being opened. We have experienced no issues with being able to open and run shelters in the state of Tennessee.
Okay. Now, tell me more about the cresting of the water. Do you know roughly where the flood lines will start to, you know, peak and where the water is going to basically get to?
Well, water will do what it does. And what we know is that in Tiptonville, Tennessee, which is a little community up in Lake County, which is in the northwest corner of our state. Starting probably Sunday, the river is going to crest around 48 feet, maybe a little higher. That is a record crest. That crest is going to move down the Mississippi River, and on Tuesday, it's also going to crest in Memphis at about 48 feet, and that is a record crest, breaking the record of flooding in 1937 for that city.
So talking about Memphis now, what are we looking at as far as how much of Memphis we'll be looking at, again, being underwater? I know these are, of course, your estimates right now, but, you know, as I say, how much of the city will need to move out?
I don't have an estimate on how many people, how much of the city could be displaced or impacted because of that. We rely on our local county officials to monitor those types of situations. The Tennessee Emergency Management Agency is really here to help, like I say, counties if the nature of a disaster or a crisis exceeds their ability to respond. And we have every confidence that the city of Memphis and the county of Shelby County, Tennessee, the county government, has that situation well in hand. And they're watching the situation and monitoring where the flooding is going to be, and they're going to be ready to respond when it's time.
Well, finally, can you tell us about any need that you might have for other listeners in other parts of the state to contribute to the effort to help victims of this flooding?
Well, what we ask when we have calls into our State Emergency Operations Center for donations of goods and services or volunteer efforts, we ask them to call the 211 phone number that's available in every county in the state of Tennessee. And people can call 211 and offer services, donate services, donate goods, and volunteer their time. It's a really excellent type of phone service that allows them to register and to be part of the relief effort in the state. So we would encourage people, if they want to help out, to call that 211 number in the state of Tennessee to volunteer or donate services.
And when you talk about volunteering, does that mean you'd like to have people come down and help clear things away, or do you need help actually rescuing people?
Well, no, that phone number is not, no, we don't want people to come down and try to help rescue people. This is for a full-on recovery when we get to that area. This is not a response phone number. That 211 phone number is for people after the flooding has passed, after the emergency has passed, and people want to provide volunteer hours to help if homes need to be, to have the carpet removed and have work done on them. We have agencies who take information from volunteers and set up a cadre of volunteers to go out and help in a neighborhood, but in no way do people need to go down and try to rescue people. There are trained people who spend many hours in search and rescue operations and in evacuating people. It is not for the average person to do.
Now, we have, Mr. Lenar, had calls come in asking about specifically areas of Whitehaven. Can you talk about that region and what you're expecting there or what's already going on there?
No, I'm not familiar with what's going on in Whitehaven. You would probably have to call Whitehaven and ask them about their situation there.
A separate office, then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I certainly
I'm with the state of Tennessee. Any kind of local, any question you have about what's going on at a local level, you need to call the local level and talk to them. We're a state agency.
Sure. Can you tell us, though, is there flooding in or around Whitehaven, just as far as what parts of that of the state are flooded?
I'm not sure about what parts of Whitehaven are flooded. I know that Lake County, Lauderdale County, Obion County, Shelby County in Memphis, Tipton County, I know they're all experiencing flooding because those are all counties that are on the Mississippi River. But as far as getting down to a specific city level and the situation at a specific town level, you need to call that town and talk to the local officials there.
Okay, we will do that next. And thank you so very much again for speaking
sure.
with us. Dean Lenar of the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency, TEMA, their number 615-741-0001. If you'd like, again, to find out if your part of Memphis is flooded, you can try the Shelby County Register of Deeds, Tom Leatherwood. Type that into your search engine. You can then type your address into their search engine and find out whether your road, your section, is flooded. Now, from his state office, Dean Lenar told us that TEMA was working on a statewide basis, but that there were individual people who would have more information about shelters on Mother's Day, May 8th. And we were able to reach Steve Shular. He is the public affairs officer for Shelby County. Thank you for joining us on this busy day. Just tell us the latest on where you've decided to put shelters in now for Shelby County.
Well, we opened one shelter last night. Would that be the fourth in our network of shelters that are operated by the faith-based initiative that we have here in Shelby County, operating through the Shelby County Office of Preparedness? It's called Shelby Cares. And this is a group of churches and ministers that immediately rose up as the floodwaters began to rise to say we wanted to open our doors to people in the community. So we have three of those locations that had been working up through yesterday, and then late last night we opened a fourth shelter at another church. Again, all part of a network called Shelby Cares. But we're getting good response as people are getting notices from our law enforcement community. Then those that have no relatives or friends that they can go and stay with, they're actually registering at a satellite location out in the community, and then they're offered transportation to the shelter through a Memphis Area Transit Authority bus if they have no other way to come down. So we've got a lot of excellent partnerships going, not only with the faith community, but with the public transit system here in town, and making sure that if people do need to leave their homes, that they have options of where they can go and that they'll be well taken care of when they get there.
Now, I see from your website that some people have started to go to shelters, but your new information is that the National Weather Service is telling you that the Mississippi is going to crest at 48 feet on May 10th, now this being one day earlier than originally thought. Can you talk again about exactly where these shelters are and how quickly people should try to get to them if they think they need to go?
The river is going to crest. They call it the Mighty Mississippi for a lot of reasons, and it's certainly flexing its muscles this week. And in the last couple of days, we've seen the river literally start wrapping its arms around our county from the downtown area to the northern ends as all of the creeks and tributaries begin to rise. And as people get notices to leave their homes, then they will need to go to a staging area that we've set up in the community up in the northern end of the county at North Memphis, North Shelby County area, right near the county line, where they can go to a shopping mall, register in, and then they would be taken from that location to one of the shelters. We're using a service center concept simply because it's a lot easier for us to coordinate where the people are going as opposed to just giving them a list of shelters for them to go to. Because one shelter may be at or near capacity, where another one that might not be too far away might not be. So it's important that if people leave their homes here in Memphis and Shelby County, they go to the service center. They're staffed there 24 hours a day to help direct them to the proper shelter.
And this shopping center, are there signs telling people how to get there, or where is it?
Yes, it's the Raleigh Springs Mall. It's a well-known shopping center here in Memphis. It's been out in our community for a number of years, for several decades, and it's out at the intersection of Austin P. and Yale Road. It's a very easily accessible location. We have a lot of space in the parking lot where we set up this service center where people can go and to register in. So it's a very easy location for people to find. The service center is also in the area predominantly near where most of the people who have left their homes live. Right up the road, we have the North Haven community, we have the Millington community, we have some people up in those areas. We have some in the Fraser area, which is just right near this mall as well. So again, we've tried to place this mall in a location where we're seeing most of the impact, and then also the fact that it is a mall, it's a much easier place for people to find.
And, of course, the website is Stay Safe Shelby. Beyond
yes.
that, if people don't have the website right now, can they find you at a telephone number? Or how should they get you if they don't have the Internet?
Yes, ma'am. They can find us in two ways. We've established an information hotline that's staffed 24 hours a day for people that would like to call in to get details about the emergency. That number is 901 901- 901-324-8799. 901-324-8799. That's our information hotline that's staffed 24 hours a day. There's also a text option if people would like to text on their cell phone to this telephone number, 901-290-7530. That's 901-290-7530. We know that we live in an age now where we have a lot of young people that are coming up that would rather send a text message than to get on the phone with someone. So text messages can be sent to that phone number, 290-7530, with the area code 901. And folks are monitoring those text messages and can write quick notes back to people, or they can simply call the hotline. Of course, staysafeshelby.us is an information bulletin board that's being kept up to date. And with all the latest road closures, the shelter locations, and the status of the emergency.
And I see finally here, too, you're doing sandbagging. You're working to get people informed. And I also see you've set up a shelter for pets. Can you give people that address, please?
Oh, yes, ma'am, it is. We know that in any emergency, one of the key things we have to be sensitive to is people and their pets. And certainly if people leave their homes, then that provides a dilemma for people that don't have a safe place to put their pets. Because pets are not allowed in the shelters, then we brought in people to help through the various animal services here in Memphis, and also the ASPCA has sent representatives here from other parts of the country. At last check, we had about 80 dogs, about 6 cats, had 1 guinea pig and 2 birds. So it's amazing the type of animals that we're starting to see coming through the pet shelter. But again, we think that's a vital, vital resource to people in a time of emergency. People are very, very connected to their pets, and we want to make sure that if they leave their home and go to a shelter, then we have a safe place for those pets so that they can be accounted for.
Thank you very much, Mr. Schuller, for joining us.
You're sure welcome.
For Talk Nation Radio, I'm Dori Smith. You can write to us at talknationradio@gmail.com. Our website is talknationradio.org.